praise the Lord, everybody.
Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. There is no God like our God. And I want to say tonight, happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are out there. Whether you are a father, you have a son, you have a daughter, and you are called Father. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Tonight's the night that we're just going to have God come in and visit us. Tonight's going to be Can We Talk? There's a young lady that's coming on shortly and going to be talking to us with the Word of God and has much to say. So I ask everyone that wants to come on the line, be patient. Don't come on that cushion. Don't come on the tuck. Come on, understand what God is doing. Today is that day that God is doing for you and I some great things. And the more you can look at God and allow God to do what he says he's going to do for you, you can appreciate what God is saying. But it's up to you to make it possible. The only one can do it. The more you call on Jesus, the more you say, thank you, Holy Spirit. The more you say, Father, the more you say, I love you, the more I say, I appreciate you, the more you call on God the Father, the more he's going to make it possible. The Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. And I want you to know this day, everyone that's on the line, that's coming on the line, is going to be a blessing tonight. Because God has set it in order. It's up to you. It's up to you. Amen. Amen. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there, Doctor?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Holland.
Well, praise God. Amen. See, I told you the devil's a lie. The devil's a lie.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, all right. Amen. You got it. Well, you should go ahead. You got it. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, tonight. Praise the Lord for everyone that is here tonight on the radio. We just give God all the glory, honor, and praise. And tonight we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, amen, as we go forth. So we just give God the glory, amen. Tonight we're going to talk about, we come to set the captives free tonight by the word of God. Is that all right?
That's all right.
We're going to set the captives free by the word of God, amen. We've been bound too long. People have been bound too long. And it's time to be set free in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So, and the word says in 2 Timothy 2:26, it says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at will. Many people have been taken captive, and some don't even know it. They think they're doing things on their own, when it's actually that spirit of the devil that is allowing, that is making them to do these things. So we come in the name of Jesus to set them free. Amen. We want to set them free. Like you said, happy Father's Day to all the fathers, because we want more fathers to come forth and be fathers to their children. To their children in the name of Jesus. We got many fathers out there, and we want them to come forth in the name of Jesus and be fathers to their children. So we come to set the captives free tonight. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:1, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach the good news, good tidings, unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To them that are bound. There's so many people bound. We want to see people set free in the name of Jesus and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord in the day of vengeance of our God, to conquer all that mourn in the name of Jesus. We come to set them free by the word of God. We come tonight proclaiming healing. We claim healing for the sick. We claim deliverance to the captive and the recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised, people that have been bruised for so long, people that have been sick for so long, people that have been blind, spiritually and physically. We come in the name of Jesus tonight. If you only believe that he can set you free, amen, because he can set you free if you only believe. So we come in the name of Jesus Christ to set those free in the name of Jesus from broken hearts, financial debt, from sickness, to comfort all that mourn. We come to speak the word of God tonight and proclaim this word. We come to claim it. We come in the name of Jesus to claim beauty for ashes. We claim the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. So God can be glorified. God wants us to be set free. He wants us to be free so we can do what he has called us to do in this earth. Nobody wants to be bound by anything, by any sin, any sickness, any debt. No one wants to be bound. No one wants to be in it captive. So we come to set you free in the name of Jesus tonight. Sometimes God will allow us to be bound for a moment, but what God has placed on the inside of us will not stay bound. When we look at Genesis 40:1-3, let's put our eyes on it. Let's look at it. Let's see what it says. So Joseph was bound for a moment, but then he was set free. Amen? He was set free because he had a work to do for the Lord. So he was set free. It says, and it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended the Lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth. He was angry against two of his officers, against the chief of the butler and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in the ward in the house of the captain of the guard into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. Joseph was bound, and he was bound for a reason, and God allowed it because Joseph didn't stay bound. Joseph didn't stay bound. So we want people to be set free, to know that they can be set free by the word of God. All we got to do is dig in the word of God so we can be set free. If you don't know how, or if you don't have a word, get with someone that does. Get with those who are seeking the Lord and carry that word. Get with them so you can be free. Amen. We want to be at liberty. So we come tonight proclaiming the word of God. In Matthew 18:18, it said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So we want these things to be bound up, these things that have been holding us captive for so long. People in debt, people sick, people in prison, all these things. We want people to be set free in the name of Jesus. So we come to loose the blessings of the Lord tonight, spiritually, physically, mentally, financial debt, sickness, loneliness, brokenheartedness, in the name of Jesus Christ. We come that you may be set free, because we can be set free. A lot of people don't realize it, but they can be set free by the word of God. Just believe in it. So do I have any saints tonight that believe? We want to believe this word, and we want to seal this word with the word of God tonight. For the believers, we have to believe the word of God. Amen? We have to believe it. John 11. We're going to go to John 11 and see what it says, because we want people to be set free. We all have been bound at some point in our lives, and we had to get set free. We had to seek it out so we could be free. Amen? So John 11:44 says, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Ooh, hallelujah. Loose him and let him go. It could no longer hold him. The grave couldn't even hold him. So if you seem like you're in a dire situation, whatever situation you're in, it cannot hold you when you begin to cry out to God honestly. It can't hold you. It can't hold you. And so this is why we're coming tonight to set the captives free. People have been bound, and we want to see them free. We can testify. We know all of us have been bound in one way or another. We've had some things to go on in life, and we've been bound. We've been bound with sin, some of us. And God said, I can set you free. I can set you free. So all we have to do is believe and come together, believe in the word of God and proclaiming it out of our mouth that God's word is true, and be set free. And the Bible says, again, I say to you, and this is in Matthew 18:19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. All we have to do is ask. Take God and ask him. Know the word. Get in the word. Dig in and see what is bounding you, what is keeping you bound. Because a lot of times we don't know, but when we begin to pray, and that's why I say, get up early in the morning, begin to seek the Lord, begin to pray, because he will show you what is keeping you bound. We don't want to be bound by anything, because when we're bound, we can't help ourselves or anybody else. We can't help them get free. So when we're praying early in the morning, the Lord began to expound and began to show you what this spirit is that's holding you captive, holding you bound. Even your family, friends, people that you know, they're bound. I see people walking around with they're homeless or just walking around with no place to go. They're like vagabonds, just walking around because they are held captive within themselves. Sometimes we are held captive within ourselves and not know what's going on. But once we realize what this thing is that's holding us, then we can begin to denounce this thing. What spirit is this that's holding you? What spirit? What spirit? What unwanted spirit is holding you back? Some people have spirits on them and they don't know what's happening. And all of a sudden you see them in another state, a state of mind. And you're wondering what's wrong with them. Well, it's a spirit. It's a spirit that is holding them captive, and they don't know and don't understand. Some people we just have to pray for, because you can't go up to them, you can't tell them, because they're not willing to receive the word of God. So we have to go forth and begin to pray. And if they are willing, if they have a willing spirit, God is able. He is able to set them free. So we come tonight saying, be free in the name of Jesus. We come to loose those chains, those that have been in chains. We come to speak to that sickness, speak to those who've been held captive by whatever thing that's been that held them captive. Recovering of the blind, those who have been blind for a long time, and I know many, even myself, we have been spiritually blind at times. Those who are spiritually blind, even physically blind, we come to set you free in the name of Jesus, because that's God's word. God came to set us free. He came to fulfill and to set us free. And all we have to do is take that word, believe that word, and meditate on that word, and talk to God about it. A lot of times we're not able to talk to people about the situations that are going on in our lives because it's so deep. But when we began to exercise God's word, when we began to pray, when we began to seek it out, God began to show us. The closer we walk with him, the closer he walks with us. And he began to show us what is going on in our lives. I often think about the man that had over 2,000 demons in him. Can you imagine 2,000 demons in one body taking control, doing whatever they want to do? He was literally bound. With no way out. He was bound. But when he met Jesus, hallelujah, he got free. He got set free. So all we have to do is meet Jesus. That's all we have to do. We have to surrender all. Deny ourselves, and pick up that word of God. And when he gives you an opportunity, when someone talks to you, or the Holy Spirit began to give you a word, accept that word, begin to expound on it, and seek God out so you can become free. Amen? So many people are bound in this day and time. And when you look out at it, it just breaks your heart because you don't want to see anybody free. I mean, anybody bound in chains. You want to see them set free. And so that's why we come tonight, so people can know the word in 2 Timothy 2 and 26, Genesis 41 through 3. You can read that whole story because it's very interesting how Joseph was set free, and then he was set over so much because he was set free. But he was bound for a moment to do the work of God. Amen? So we want to be set free tonight. We want to be truly set free. And those who believe and take the word of God to heart can be set free. In Psalms 107, we're going to go to Psalms 107 because I want you to look at it and be able to see it for yourself and read it for yourself. Amen? In Psalms 107 and 10 through 14, it says, "Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, Jesus Christ, being bound in affliction and iron." A lot of people sitting in darkness don't even know what's going on. They want to come out, but the only way out is through Jesus Christ. So the Bible says, "Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death." In the shadow of death, so many people are sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. Don't even know it. They don't know what's happening to them. They said, because they rebel against the word of God. Now, this is it. They rebel against the word of God and contemn the counsel of the Most High. They rebel against the word. When you rebel against the word of God, there is nothing left. There is nothing. You have nothing. Nothing when you rebel against the word of God. It said, therefore, he brought down their hearts with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. And when people began to rebel against the word of God and they fall down, there's nobody can help you. If God take his hand off of you, there's none that can help you. None. And so when we see these people sitting in darkness, God has commissioned us to begin to pray for them and allow us to, he'll give us an opportunity to go and speak in their lives. Because God knows, he knows the end from the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega. He said, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. And when they truly, when we as God's people began to cry out in distress and sincerely pray to God, then he will come in. God will come in, and he will begin to help us. He said, and he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands and sunder and split them apart. That is such a blessing to know that when you cry out to God, he's there for you. It says he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Some people were near death. Some people were headed toward death, and God just seemed fit to turn them around. I know a lot of people have said things like, man, I almost went over there, I was going down that road, and something told me to turn around. Something told me. That was the leading of the Holy Spirit. It was the leading of the Holy Spirit to get you to turn around from that very thing, like Balaam, that very thing that was down the road to harm you. When the donkey spoke and Balaam beat the donkey. So sometimes people will not hear, and they will keep going, and then things happen to them, even death, when you will not listen, even death. So we have to turn around, be set free. If you don't know what's going on, ask God, ask God. I know a lot of people may not believe in God. That's okay. But if you seriously want to know him, I challenge you to say, Lord, I don't know who you are. Help me. Let me see who you are by your word, if it's so true, because a lot of people don't believe. But he said he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. And I know it's a many people that can testify to that, saying, I was about to do this, but something told me not to. Don't you know that something that you're calling, saying something, it was the Holy Spirit that was turning you from death to keep you out of trouble, keep you out of harm? It was the Holy Spirit, amen, that turned me around. And he's the one that is helping us. The Lord said that he would send us a comforter, and he did. He sent us the Holy Spirit. And that's why a lot of people say, something told me not to do that, or something told me not to go that way. It was the Holy Spirit, and we should be giving praise at all costs. We should be praising God and thanking him that person you call a something who is the Holy Spirit turned you around to keep you from darkness and the shadow of death. Amen? I know many of us have been there, but the leading of the Holy Spirit is what kept us away from trouble and some of those that we know. So it's just a blessing to know that God is there for us. It's a blessing to know that. And he said, again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done in the Father's name which is in heaven. So we're touching and agreeing tonight that we come to set the captives free. Amen? We come to set them free in the name of Jesus. So we give God the glory for it. Because like I said, it's so many people that are bound, young and old. They are bound. And it's just like the ground. When the ground is so hard and it's like clay, somebody has to get in there and shake it up. Began to shake it up and to loosen it, to loosen that is bound. So we come to loose that is bound by the word of God. I know if you ask the farmer when he goes out to farm, he will tell you he has to go out and plow the field and loosen up the dirt so he can be able to get it prepared for planting. So this is how we have to do. We have to loose up that ground by the word of God so people can be set free. Because a lot of people just don't know that they're headed down the wrong path and that they're on the road to destruction. Amen? And the Bible says in Job 36, it says, he opened also their ear to discipline and commanded that they return from sin, from iniquity. And if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Isn't that a good thing when you turn from your ways, when you allow God to begin to speak to you by the Holy Spirit, or if he sends someone to you and you begin to receive that word, even if you don't understand it, go and read it. That's why we call out the scriptures, because we want you to go and read it to see what he is saying to you at that time in this season in your life. See what he's saying to you. Because we all need the word of God. We all need to be set free from something or someone. We need to be set free. And so that's why we come with scripture. We come and bring God's word. Because we are commanding tonight that people are loose according to the word of God. People are healed, delivered, and set free from whatever has kept them bound. We come to command that they be set free in the name of Jesus. And as Jesus said in his word, we come to claim beauty for ashes and the oil of joy, that unspeakable joy in the name of Jesus for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We put on that garment of praise. We began to praise him like never before. And that heaviness sometimes, I have heard people that God has gifted with a singing voice. And those people, when they began to sing, it just does something to you. I mean, the words is so powerful when they sing till it just loops the bonds. It loops the bonds because you began to meditate on what they are singing. And the words, and sometimes just the spoken words, you began to meditate on, it began to set you free. Amen? It said that we may be called the trees of righteousness. We got to call ourselves what the Lord is calling us, the tree of righteousness. I am the tree of righteousness. So we have to call ourselves. We have to call those things be not. We may not look like it, feel like it, or seem like it, but we have to call ourselves the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. We have to call ourselves then the tree of righteousness, not only ourselves, but our family, our friends. We want to see them healed, delivered, and set free as well. We don't want to see anybody bound, whether it be in sickness, financial debt, whatever the situation is, whatever a person is carrying, whatever that has them bound, we want to see them set free in the name of Jesus. So it's so important to be set free. When you're free, you can move. You can do things. You can speak like you want to according to the word of God. You can speak good things, positive things over yourself, over your family, your children. You can speak these things when you are set free. But when you're not free, I've seen a lot of people that are not free, they have anger spirits. They have anger spirits. They say things and do things that they shouldn't be doing because they're not free. So when we see people in this position, we just got to know that they don't know that they're free, or they don't know they can be set free. Amen? And that's what the Lord had given me once. He said, they don't know they're free. So when I would hear people saying things and doing things out of order, then the Lord began to say to me by the Holy Spirit, he said, they don't know they're free. So that's why they're saying it and doing it, because they don't know that they can be set free or that they're already free. They just have to claim it. Amen. So we want to claim that liberty tonight, that people are set free by the word of God, that we are believers, that we come together and believe what the Lord has spoken to us by his word, because his every word is true, and it will not return to him void. Once you began to speak that word and believe that word, it will not return to him void. And that's why we should get in the word and begin to study to show ourselves approved, knowing that every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God is true. So we thank God tonight because we are here to see the captives being set free, those who have been bound for so long in whatever situation that they're in, whatever the situation, however they've been bound by bruise, or they've been bruised, they've been blind, they've been in situations, healing, sickness, whatever it is, tonight we are coming to command in the name of Jesus that they be set free. If they only believe, if you believe, you can be set free. Amen? And even as the word of God says, he says, they who sit in darkness, he said, they sit in darkness, they can be set free. So we come in tonight, then be set free in the name of Jesus. And he said, can you bind up this sweet Pilates or loose the bands of Orion? Can you? Who can? Who can? Amen. Who can loose it in the name of Jesus? Who? Nobody but God. Nobody but God. So can you direct the movement of the star? Bind the clusters of the Pilates or loosen the cords of Orion? Can you direct the constellation through the seasons? Nobody can do anything unless God be with them. The Bible says no one can do anything unless God is with them. So when we cry out to God, we come in spirit and in truth, crying out to him, letting him know that, hey, I'm tired of this life. When that man in the cave met Jesus, when he seen him coming, when he met Jesus and began to speak, he set him free. Lazarus was in the grave dead. He set him free. Come forth. So we're calling in the name of Jesus those things to come forth in our lives. We're calling them to come forth, the beauty for ashes. Amen? We're calling beauty for ashes to come forth in our life that we may have that joy. We're calling the garment of praise to come forth in our life so we won't be heavy all our life, having that heaviness on us, that we may be called the tree of righteousness. Amen? Those beautiful ashes. Who don't want joy in their life, strength in their life by the word of God? We want to see this. We want to experience it. So as we begin to proclaim it, we can experience these things. Amen? So we want to set aside time to see if anyone else has anything to say or any questions that anyone may have, then let the Holy Spirit begin to speak. Amen. So we just thank God for Jesus tonight. We give glory and honor to his name. We just pray that those who are listening have heard a word that they can meditate on. Amen. Hmm. Is someone there? Hello? Praise God. We thank God tonight. It's just truly been a blessing just to go into the Word of God and just to hear what the Lord is saying in this season. We have to be tuned to the Word of God, see what God is saying to us, and see what he is saying for the people. We want a fresh word from God. And tonight, as I said, we come to set the captives free by the Word of God. If you're listening, if you've heard that Word of God, I pray that you will take the scripture and begin to meditate on them and begin to seek God out and ask him, because he knows if there's something in your life that has kept you bound in your spirit, you can begin to ask God and seek him out and begin to come free. Be set free in Jesus. So we just thank God for it, because it's truly a blessing. And as I said, Joseph was put in prison, but he was set free. He had a set time to go there and be put in prison. But God set him free. He had a mission for him. So some things that we go through is because much is given, much is required. There's a mission we're on, and that mission is to do the will of God. So when we do God's will, we might have to go through some things. But Joseph was bound, but he was set free. So we want to see others set free in the name of Jesus. We want to see those that have been held captive for so long, we want to see them set free. Those who will believe the word of God, will adhere to the word of God, and not rebel. He said, because rebellion is as witchcraft. So we want to see people set free tonight in the name of Jesus, that no one would leave the way they came, but be set free. So that's what we're coming for tonight, because as I said, people have been bound with sickness. They have been bound with financial debt, spiritual debt. They have been bound by many different things. And as I remember this, the man that had the 2,000 demons, that was no wonder he was in the cave. Amen. So we just want to tonight see if anyone else has anything to say or add to it, or give a word or testimony. We want to hear from you. Amen.
Hello.
There? Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me, woman of God?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I'm Evangelist Rosetta Cooper. Pastor Hunter gave me the phone number on tonight.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord for the word that you brought forth.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for using Pastor Hunter during this season.
Amen.
I know that the word proclaims that iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
I'm just excited about what God is doing in a man of God's life. I thank God that
Amen.
Through all these different seasons that we've gone through, I've stayed in communication with Pastor Hunter, and I know that he has this media call that the devil can't stop. So I thank God
Amen.
That he's still holding on to the plow, and he's not let go, not through sickness, not
Amen.
Through attacks, not through finances, not through Harvey. None of those things. So, you know, I encouraged him early on today. So I just want to speak a little encouragement. I work a night shift, and I'm getting ready to have to leave and get ready for my job. But I told him that I was going to definitely call in so that I can hear, you know, and be a part of the prayer line, you know, today. I may not speak all the time, you know. I feel like my calling and is out there in the world as an evangelist and a prayer ministry. My ministry is House of Prayer. So I believe in the power of prayer. And I'm just thankful that God is using men and women of God during this hour for his people. There's a prophet on the line, Prophet Ryan Scott. I also passed his number to probably about 7 o'clock, and he called before I did.
Okay.
He also has the floor right now if the prophet wants to say something while I'm dressing and listening. But I thank God for the move of the Holy Spirit and what he's doing in your life, woman of God, for the people of God. That we got to understand as believers that we all in this together. You're my sister. I'm your sister. We're not demons with a pitchfork. We on his side. And like Bishop Clark said, if you're on the Lord's side, you're on the winning side. So I know that I'm on the Lord's side. You proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, I know you on the Lord's side. So, and I definitely know Pastor Honey is through it all. He's just he's endured a lot of stuff that I know of. And so I thank God on tonight that he have not stopped what God has called him to do. So I thank God, you know, for the opportunity to speak. And I'm going to give it to Prophet Ryan. Are you able to talk, Prophet Ryan?
Yes, I'm on tonight. I just wanted to first say it's an honor and privilege to be on tonight's call. I just want to thank the woman of God for the awesome word. It was encouraging. It's motivating, and it's something that the saints of God need to hear in the season and the time such as this. I just wanted to say a quick word about remaining firm and standing fast. No matter what's going on in this season or what's happening in your life or where God got you, I just hear God say, stand fast. Stand fast and stand up. He's going to fight the battle for you. You got to stand. In this season, stand tall. Stand fast. And the spirit of the Lord God shall bring you through the storm that you're facing in this hour. But us, the saints of God, we must fight the good fight. And sometimes when we ain't got nothing left, that good fight is just standing and waiting on the help from Macedonia for God to bring us to take us to the place that he has ordained for us. Amen. So I just want to encourage you to stand fast and keep fighting the good fight. The spirit of the Lord is with you all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. That is truly a blessing. It's a blessing for the saints to come together on one accord, praying for one another. It's truly a blessing. I truly appreciate Evangelist Rosetta Cooper and Prophet Ryan Scott. I truly appreciate them joining us tonight. It's truly a blessing when saints to come together. Amen. It's truly a blessing.
Amen.
Anyone else? Praise God. Well, we have heard a word tonight. We have heard the saints come together tonight and proclaim the word of God. And it's so important for us to stay connected and stay together. God is calling for his believers to come together and pray for one another and strengthen one another by the word. And so it's important for us to do that. And I really do appreciate when others come forth and began to speak the word of God over all our lives, strengthening each other by the word of God. It's truly a blessing. So I want to just thank everyone tonight for coming on and Evangelist Rosetta Cooper and Prophetess Ryan. So I pray that you all have a blessed evening as well, and thank y'all for coming on. Dr. Hunter, are you there? You have a comment? Well, tonight has truly, truly been a blessing.
Praise God.
I want to thank it. Amen. Praise God. You have something to say, Dr. Hunter?
Well, I want to say to every father, happy Father's Day to you, and may God bless you, and may God keep you, and to all who have been on this talk radio show tonight. And this is what God is doing. I took some quick notes that Dr. Said earlier, that she talked about setting the captive free. We got to set the captive free. We do that by taking God at his word. And the more we who believers can get moving forward, we can see God what he's going to do. And I say to everyone on the line, when asked to have a word, say something to God so God can be glorified. And as she said in one of the words she said in Isaiah 61:1, God said, I've come to set the captive free. We have been set free. Let us go and get some other people free. Free. Not so much as Mother King, free at last. We are free from sin. We are free. And I ask God to so he can have a word. Amen. I'm going to start at the very top. I'm going to call a number. May I go down the line for you?
Yeah.
All right then. Line, let me see. Your last four numbers is 31-25. Are you there? That's your last cell phone number. 31-26. Are you there? 31-26. Are you there? Amen.
Good evening.
Amen. All right. 16-21. Are you there? 16-21. Are you there? The last four. 16-21. Are you there? Thirty-1-9-2. Are you there? 55. Correct me. 5-2-1-9. Are you there? All right. 84-55. Are you there? 84-55. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
How you doing, Dr. Hunter?
I'm blessing you.
Sister Dolores. I'm fine. Great word tonight, Sister Dolores. I appreciate God for it. You know, just the compassion and love that I heard coming through the line. And like they said earlier, the other people that was talking, we're all in this together. We are one body in Christ Jesus. And it is our duty as citizens of the kingdom to make sure that we are representing the kingdom, that we are showing the grace of God in everything we do, in everything. You know, God said, have I not drawn you? With love and kindness, have I not drawn you? And we got to remember who we are representing. Sometimes I love the story about Joseph. And one thing that always caught my eye, you know, I hope I'm not trying to overtake anything you said, but I want to comment on this part. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to comment on this part. Every time Joseph, anytime he was got into this different situation, and it's saying God was with him, and God was with him. And, you know, I just love that part because sometime in our life, we go through different things, certain things that we come through in our life, but long as God is with you, just make sure of that. And he is with us more so than all of us that's been born again. His spirit lives in us.
Yes.
So you know he is with you at all times. So just like when you, and he said the God was with him, and Joseph And you know something? Everywhere Joseph went, he showed that God was with him. He did everything in excellence. He did it. I mean, no matter how, whatever the job was, he showed that God was with him, that the spirit, the wisdom and knowledge of God was there with him.
Yes,
Lord. And that is how we have to, any task we take up, we have to show the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the grace, the love, the mercy. We have it dwelling in us. We have to let that bubble through in our language, with the way we talk, the way we speak to people. That's how we get through these things, knowing that God is there.
Yeah.
And we have him in us.
Yes.
So as we read these stories, and it's a, when we read about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, now Joseph, when we read these stories, the spirit did not remain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But these people had faith in God's word. So no matter what, as Sister Dolores said earlier, no matter what, we know what God's word says. See, there's a difference between facts and truth. The truth is God's word. So whatever we're facing, as she put, if we are bound with anything, we know the truth. We know what truth of God's word is.
Yeah.
So we can be, we can just see ourselves as Joseph, knowing that God is with us wherever we go.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
No matter how, wherever you at, whatever situation you're in, you have the strength in you. Paul said, God, he asked God, he said, take this thing away. A lot of times we want God just take something away. But he said, my grace, just put my grace on it. Just put your grace on it, my strength, the energy of me on it. He said, it's sufficient. Yeah. It will help you go through anything.
Amen.
We don't even realize the strength we have in us.
Amen, that's right.
We don't have to be pitiful. We can be just like Joseph. No matter if I got to wash dishes, I can do it with the strength of God. It's not going to overtake me, not with what's in me.
Amen.
That is such a beautiful story. See, when we read it, we can read it knowing that God is there in us.
Yes,
you have what Joseph, you have what you got in you, what Joseph had beside him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, I just thank God for that word. That story is so deep. It has so much of God in it. It's just so much in those stories. God said, I stood at the beginning and declared the ending.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, each book has God, has Jesus' fingerprint on it. Each one of them.
Yeah.
You can see God just moving and working. But when you look at it, you can look at it from the standpoint of that spirit is dwelling in me.
Amen.
I have that strength in me.
Amen.
So whatever you do, you know it's going to prosper. Because you know he's there. He's in you. No, I thank God for that. Well, I appreciate it, Sister Dolores. It's a reminder. And that's what we bring the word for, to remind us and to remind each other. Because we all get to dry spots in our lives.
That's right. That's right.
But when we look at these heroes in the Old Testament, people that didn't have the spirit in them, but they had faith enough to continue on their journey to see the day we're living in. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what you look back. Anytime you get this curse, you look back at Abraham. When you get back at Isaac, Jacob, Joseph.
Yes. Come on.
You know something with Joseph is when I look at Joseph when he was made a slave. You know, I say, you know something? Every one of us, our ancestors, most all of us African Americans, most of us that's over here, our ancestors were slaves.
Yeah.
That is enough. You see your end. You see
that's
your end. Joseph, tell you what your end is.
That's good. My God.
Come on, man.
He tell you your end.
Come on,
and you still complaining. He didn't complain. He went on because he knew God was with him.
Amen. That's right.
That's the way we got. See, look in that Bible. Read those stories. Let the Holy Spirit lead you so you can hear what God is saying in there.
Yeah.
See, when you claim God, you look back and see your end.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That's right.
That's what that is there for. Those stories are telling you something. We got to pay attention.
Amen.
You know, I just thank God tonight. You know, me, I talk for an hour and a half, but I'm not tonight. No, I just appreciate the word of God. I just love God, y'all. I just love it. I told God the other day, I said, God, if I lose everything, I just can't lose you. Now, enemy might take everything, but just God, please, whatever you do, don't. I'm like David. Whatever you do.
Yeah.
Don't do it
God, I can't lose you. You know, I thank God tonight. I praise God for everybody that's on here. Because what we're doing, we're building the body. We're making the body stronger. We're standing here touching and agreeing. Touching and agreeing right now.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Do you know the power that's right now? The power that's going on this phone right now? You know, I praise God for it. You know, I just praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
God is good.
I thank you. I love you, Pastor Candace, and I thank you so much for coming in and explaining and instilling that word of God, because we needed it tonight. And we are thanking God that people are being healed, delivered, and set free in the name
of
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
That's why he came tonight.
Thank you.
To set the captives free. Those who have been bound, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Those who have been bound in sickness and death, dear Lord God. Those
glory
who have been bound spiritually and physically, God comes to set them free tonight by his word.
Amen.
By his word in the name of Jesus. All
we need
to do is believe and meditate
on
his word and give him some praise. Put on your praise.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen.
Praise, hallelujah. Praise him like you never praised him before.
Yes, Lord.
Because he's done something for all of us. And he's continuing day by day as he allows us to live. He's doing something for us. Amen. So we want to put on our praise clothes and begin to praise and worship him. Just thank him for what he's already done. Because what he's about to do is greater than what he's done. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we give God the glory tonight. We thank him tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And I love you. I thank you, Pastor Ken. I thank you so much. And those of you who are on the radio with us, we give God the glory and honor and praise for each and every one of us,
God.
Our household.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you,
pray,
Lord.
God, that we thank him for his blessings and what he's about
glory
to
give
us. Thank him for setting us free, that we can go out and proclaim the word of God and speak this word of God so others may hear and believe. We let our light so shine. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, Lord God. And we thank God for filling us each and every day with his word
God.
So we may pour out into someone else in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God tonight. We thank him tonight. Anyone else has anything that they want to say?
Can I take a moment? Anybody else?
Yes.
I just got a scripture, Pastor Hunter, before I go to work.
All right, go ahead.
I will bless the Lord at all times. I mean, I don't care what I'm
Lord.
Going through. I will bless the Lord at all times. And
hallelujah.
His praises shall continually be in my mouth, and my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh,
hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For what God is doing during this very hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. While everybody's on the line, may I do this right quick so the Holy Spirit moves me to?
Yes.
Amen.
Randa Romara Sikirion de Ra Horos Sikara le coro var sikirion de reba non de kumbakahun de ya kumde o te he te ha mom de sikirio coro de dida wo le coro kaho yatan ne si yo te ha yande nam bakumne ya kumba yatan de te yo e coro ho ta te si o ta pa 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 sa ya nga ya o te ha ya o ta ma kumba sikadohu
only you know
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the grace to be able to speak your word in spirit and bring it back in consolation. But you said we are his children. He's called us to do the work. And we are to do that work. Not to look at each other and see what God is doing. Re koro raha raha ra le to honde he te ha ande he he ha. And then Father, let the Holy Spirit fall on this line like never before on those who le koro la koro raha di se koronde he to hota ha le koronde he. I see some healing going on somebody's feet right now. Somebody's got some healing going on right now. Le koro raha di. And somebody wants to get that healing, but don't hold on that, because God has sent his word to get your body what you need right now. And I'll tell you right now, heal this body. This body is not but flesh. Someone has been praying for a friend about all day long, and God said, all you got to do is pray that word, and you see them set free tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to have a voice to speak. Because when this body, to be absent from this body, to be present with you. But while I'm on this earth, Father, I want to praise you. I want to love you.
Yeah.
I want to lose the speak more.
Glory to God.
I'm feeling more now than ever, Father. I want you just to let it move. Because you promised us 120 years old. 120 years, and Father, I believe it. And then, Father, we pray for America. We pray that America come out of our sins, that she will come out of this darkness, that she will come out of this practice.
Yes.
And Father, we just believe that in the name of Jesus, that all the witches, they're going to perish this very night. Many witches are going to find. They're going to find them dead. They thought they were your friend, but they committed it out in the name of Jesus. And Father, tonight I believe by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus. And then, Father, I want to thank you tonight, Father. I want to thank you for what you did to Abraham. I want to thank you for what you did for the prophet. I want to thank you what you did for the patriarch. I want to thank you, Father, what you did in the book of Hebrews. I want to thank you what you did for really. And right now we're standing, Father. We're standing in a place called there. There we call upon your name right now. Thank you, Father. It's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I surrender this prayer to you, Father. You be glorified. Thank you for giving me sound mind. Thank you for giving me talent. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we love y'all. We bless God for everyone. And until next time, we pray and ask the Lord to keep you. God love you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And we will see you next time at the same time, same hour, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So you all
amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.